Texte numéro 37. Eating right to avoid catastrophe. Devastating pandemics such as HIV/AIDS, Ebola and COVID-19, all of which likely originated in wildlife, are reminders of how environmental destruction and infectious diseases are intertwined. From the perspective of individual consumers, the global population needs to shift to diets low in livestock-sourced foods to stem human encroachment on tropical areas of wilderness. Second, there is a need to curb wild meat demand in tropical cities. Closer to the equator, biodiversity becomes richer. These tropical regions have historically seen less development and are typically teeming with wildlife and carbon stored in the form of abundant vegetation. But in recent decades, agricultural frontiers have expanded rapidly into tropical forests. This unprecedented expansion of farmland for grazing and feed production may be increasing contact between wildlife, people, and livestock, which may enhance the likelihood of pathogens jumping from one to the other. In addition, if the human population continues to grow and adopt diets rich in livestock source foods, it's unlikely that global warming can be kept well below 2 degrees C, and that the rate of species extinction can be slowed. This is because livestock production has the largest environmental footprint of all food production systems in terms of land and water use, greenhouse gas emissions, and pollution of terrestrial and aquatic systems. Asking everyone to become vegan is not realistic or even desirable, but flexitarian diets could feed the growing world population without further expanding farmland into tropical wildlands and with reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Such a dietary shift would have other public health benefits too, such as reducing overweight and obesity, diabetes, heart diseases, and colorectal cancer. Measures available to government, civil society, and businesses to promote healthier and more sustainable levels of consumption of livestock source foods include education in schools, training of physicians and pediatricians, eco-labels on food packaging, taxation of meat and dairy products, a statutory duty for retail and hospitality sectors, and food procurement for workplaces, schools, and hospitals. But in the absence of effective state law enforcement and sustained campaigns to reduce consumer demand, bans do not work. In fact, consumers' strong preferences for wild meat mean that they may continue to purchase it despite price increases induced by a ban, boosting black markets. Dietary shifts away from livestock source foods and reductions in tropical urban wild meat demand are crucial to simultaneously protect the environment, safeguard resource-limited vulnerable communities, and reduce the risk of further disease outbreaks and pandemics. We all share the responsibility to act now to prevent pollution, floods, droughts, famine, and epidemics from becoming increasingly prevalent. Adapted from The Scientist, October 2022.